Today is Good Friday, the day that we pause and remember how Jesus died upon that cross. The early disciples, as they were going through this day, probably would not have termed it that being this day as being good. In fact, as the disciples were going through, they actually had a lot of questions. They didn't understand what was going on. In fact, when Jesus was arrested on Thursday night, they scattered because they were afraid. Even as the scene plays out and as they hear early in the morning that Jesus is being taken to Pilate's house, as they hear the crowds yell, "Crucify, crucify," as they watch Jesus being led to the hill of Golgotha and being crucified around 9 o'clock in the morning, as some of them watch that scene play out all day long, where at noontime darkness covers the land, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Jesus yells out a couple things. The first thing he yells out is, "It is finished," and then the second thing he yells out is, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." The Gospel of Matthew tells us that it was at that time in the evening sacrifices that as they were sacrificing those lambs, that the veil in the temple was torn in two. Again, if you would put ourselves in the disciples' shoes, and as they played out, you know, there was a lot of questions, wondering what's going on. We thought this Jesus was the promised Messiah. We thought that he was going to be the king. Have we wasted the last 3 years of our lives following this guy? And those might have been some of the questions that they wrestled with. One of the things I was reminded of recently as we have gone through the beginning five chapters of the book of Acts is this realization that as the apostles started to share the gospel of Jesus with the people there in Jerusalem, they began to tell people that how the Messiah had to suffer. Eventually, they got it. Yes, it took 40 days of Jesus' teaching about the Old Testament in himself. Yes, it took even the Holy Spirit coming to help the apostles understand that everything that happened on what we call Good Friday happened all according to God's plan, the will of God. You see, the Messiah came and he had to suffer. And the clearest passage of Scripture that explains what is happening here on the scenes of Good Friday, the clearest passage of Scripture is that Isaiah, end of chapter 52 and all of chapter 53, which we call the Suffering Servant. I want to read for you today that section of Scripture so that we can be reminded that this, as we celebrate Good Friday, as Jesus went upon that cross, as Jesus died upon that cross, this was all done according to God's plan for a reason and for a purpose. Listen to Isaiah chapter 52, starting in verse 13. "See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him and low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offering and prolong his days. And the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils from the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Did you catch that? How this is all part of God's plan. And the reason why Jesus went to that cross, according to Isaiah, and Isaiah wrote this hundreds of years before Jesus was even born. But the reason why, as Isaiah says, that Jesus would go and suffer upon that cross was to pay the penalty of our sins. And God would see his offering, Isaiah says. And this suffering servant would come back to life. One of the songs that we have been singing over these past several weeks is a new song called Man of Sorrow. And it starts off by saying, Man of Sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Jump down, it says, Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. And now my soul cries out, Hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. See, the reason why we call this day Good Friday, why we can call this day Good Friday, is because of what Jesus has done for us. Because of Jesus going to that cross, because of Jesus paying the penalty for my sin, for your sin, because of Jesus' death. But again, that's not the end of the story. Even Isaiah 53, suffering servant, tells us that that's not the end of the story. Because one day that suffering servant is going to return and come back to life. And that happened, as Jesus said, 3 days later, on that first what we call Easter Sunday, when Jesus comes back to life and he walks out of that tomb victorious. And that's the reason why today is a good day. Even though we pause and remind ourselves of Jesus' death. It's a good day because of what Jesus has done and how he rose again 3 days later. As this song continues, it comes to towards the end of the song and reminds us again of the end of that scene. See, the stone is rolled away. Behold the empty tomb. Hallelujah. God be praised. He's risen from the grave. I hope that as you go throughout today, that this, you know, you would be constantly reminded of what Jesus has done for you. You'd be constantly reminded of God's love for you, how He sent His one and only Son to die upon that cross to pay the penalty of your sin, of my sin. And that our hearts would be so overwhelmed with joy and praise to God the Father. As this song says, "Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee."
Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by His own betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as He stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, He took a crown of thorns. Oh, the rugged cross, my salvation, oh,